That's always the that's what keeps me up at night as an agency owner, is I never want an insured not insured properly, right? Like no one would want that. But a lot of it's a customer's decision how they want to be insured, you know, and that's okay. I mean, a lot of people make decisions on self-insurance of, you know, self-insuring certain things. And so, you know, you always wish you would have. It was funny, the amount of contacts we were getting in the middle of the night when the storm was coming from customers like, oh, I want to make this sure this happens or that happens. And, you know, it's just too late. You can't just add coverage or, you know, make sure something's done or change a deductible or do something last minute to, you know, that's just not how it works. But yeah, you hope people take time. I think if anything, the storm, and we just haven't had a lot of big storms through the Fargo-Moorhead metro area lately. You hope these storms just get people maybe more aware of probably the biggest asset they're going to have is their house. So making sure it's insured properly and other things.
You know, the thing I've heard about is a tree removal as an example. Can you even get coverage for a tree removal, or is it an add-on you need to talk about?
Most companies have tree removal built into their home policy, but there's usually a limit. There's usually a limit per tree or limit overall over, you know, after so many trees. So, you know, that's where there's, you know, they give so much, to say it's $500 a tree for someone to come in and, you know, help clean up. But that doesn't come, like, whatever the damage the tree causes falls on your liability. And, you know, if the cause has hurt someone else or their vehicles or the neighbor's house, or, I mean, that's a little different situation, right? Well, some of that, that's where some of this gets a little unique. But yeah, there's the hardest part with a storm like this is that a lot of it, especially in the Bemidji area and all over, is trees falling and just that cleanup part. And there's just usually there's not a lot of help from an insurance perspective. You know, there's a limit. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah, we had like 34 trees down within half a block, you know, and just incredible up at the lake, up at Bemidji. So but you have talked over and over with us about the importance of a review for your own clients and for other folks as well. A good time to compare, hey, what policy do I have? Is it as gold standard as American Family Insurance? Because you guys are just great to deal with and obviously a time-honored brand as well. What should people be thinking about related to all of the inflation we've had, all of the costs for replacement these days, and how do you go about doing those reviews?
Well, I just encourage anyone to set up a time to meet with their insurance professional and go through every detail of your coverage, especially, Scott, do you have enough coverage on your house, and what kind of coverages do you have? There's a lot of companies, I represent many companies, and it comes to a situation where do they have cosmetic coverage, maybe on roofs, siding, garage doors, gutters, fascia. There's all these. Then with insurance companies losing money, especially in the Minnesota, North Dakota, South Dakota area, the last 5 to 10 years, your home policy is not like it was 10, 20 years ago. It's just not. The coverages have changed. You need to make sure that they've really kind of stripped it down. I call it a la carte. And let you've added stuff back on the old policies. And we still have our old home policies. I call it the Cadillac. You know, some of these really good companies have been around that included everything. Well, a lot of the newer policies that have people, you know, companies that have come out with the last 10 years that people have bought, it's more of a strip down what we call an HO3, and then coverages are adding on. It's just, it's nothing wrong with it. You can make it back to that Cadillac policy, but you just need to take the time and go through and just pay. And what we really like about it, you pay for what you want, right? That's what most people want. They want to just pay for the coverages they want to have. So it's going through. It's got, I just hope people, their outbuildings, fences, you know, if anything with these straight line winds, people have really analyzed, you know, what exact coverages, what am I paying for? What coverages do I have on my property? And also, man, we have a lot of, there's a lot of vehicles that the trees fell on and got totaled out. And, you know, there's also hail. I mean, you have people that are traveling, they're camping right now. People forget that you know, I have claims on campers all over from Western. I mean, I'm out in Montana right now, some family stuff, and you know, I drove through last night, and there were storms everywhere, and Hart Butte got absolutely rocked last Thursday. That's the thing. It's all over. There's storms. And there's a big storm watch tonight already.